TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL.
Stories of that game and what happened in the clubhouse is just fantastic. There's no game that can bleep you like this one.
It's Royce on Baseball.
Let's go here. We are somewhat excited that we're now a game ahead of the Yankees because the Yankees lost yesterday. But it must be pointed out that they have the same number of losses.
Ooh.
The Twins and the Yankees are both at 22 losses. The Twins have 5 games left. The Yankees have 7 games left. They play the Toronto Blue Jays.
They have a doubleheader then this week?
No, they play 7 times.
Okay, gotcha.
Just every day.
Gotcha.
But they play 4 in your adopted second home, Buffalo.
I watched one of their games.
Toronto.
That's a decent-looking ballpark.
Yes, it's nice. They made the big deal about not going there.
Right.
It's just a shame they can't like have 5,000 people watching it and Buffalo can say they're home to Major League Baseball. Because
right.
As I pointed out, when the original Continental League was going to compete with the Major Leagues in 1959, they announced it and then they still were talking about it in 60 before expansion came. But Buffalo was one of the 8 teams,
sure,
and the only one that has not ended up with Major League Baseball. So anyway, but the Blue Jays didn't fare well in that 3-game series against the Yankees when they surrendered 19 home runs.
In three games,
I believe it was 19 home runs, yes.
Oh,
wasn't it? 19? Yeah,
wow.
Some ungodly number. They hit 5 in an inning, and 3 of them were pop-ups.
Wait, that's over 6 a game.
They hit 5 in an inning, 3 were pop-ups.
To Yankee Stadium. Then that makes sense.
And that is what I've been trying to... A-Rod, moron.
Oh.
God, is he terrible.
And you know what? I had high hopes for him because I thought he had a chance to be okay.
But last night...
He's so
last
brutal.
Last night, he's talking... You know, I like the Matt whatever his
Vasgersian's
name is.
He's good.
Fine.
Yep.
And he tries to... You know, and when they do these interviews with people and they're saying, what's your favorite restaurant and stuff like that? So, I mean, A-Rod's trying to be, I'm sure he's got somebody in his ear lighting it up or something. But he's talking about the Twins and the Yankees and how much the Twins want home field because that you're comfortable, you're at home,
yep,
you're used to the surroundings. Horse crap. They don't want to play in Yankee Stadium because they don't want pop-ups to be home runs.
Right.
You dolt.
They have the same.
They have Aaron Judge and the rest of these guys who just are right-handed hitters who have realized that right field is the easiest home run in the history of baseball,
yep,
in Yankee Stadium. And that's why you want to play at Target Field, because those are outs,
Pat,
or at least doubles.
I've made this comparison a number of times working with you on the radio and now on the podcast, but I'm going to do it again. Yankee Stadium is the same field as the St. Benedict Saints. It's about 245 to right field,
yeah,
and that's why you don't want to play
even
there.
You know, they've always had it down the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what they did to right center power alley is what is horrible.
Yes.
It's like... I think they advertise it at 360. It's
no
about three
chance.
But if you pop up, you know, Judge, smart kid, came in and said, I'm a right field hitter now, right?
Right, yes.
The thing about it is they can be late. They can wait forever on the pitch, right? Because
mm-hmm.
all they got to, you know, they can wait and let it get travel, as they say, to get the middle of the plate before they swing and hit a pop fly. Anyway, Kenta Maeda could pitch a great game against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium and give up 5 runs.
Oh, easily.
You know,
because
there'll be a guy will get on base and the next guy will hit a pop-up and it'll be a home run. So, A-Rod, that's the reason you don't want to play in Yankee Stadium. Now, the odds are still very strong, as they've proven. The Yankees are going to win when they play the Twins here, too.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
But at least it's a fair ballpark.
Right. And
I think the Yankees are like 21-6 at home, too. The Twins have a better record than, but they're, you know, in a, no, they can't be that good, but they're their number of runs scored at home is off the charts.
And
right?
the thing, too, about a matchup with the Yankees in the postseason is it's best of three here, folks.
Yes.
And you got to go up against Gerrit Cole game one.
So, and me, I said this yesterday on Twitter, I'm pitching Berríos in game one and Maeda in game two.
Oh, to not sacrifice him. Sure,
I don't want Maeda to get beat. If I'm in Yankee Stadium, if I'm here, I'll pitch Maeda in game one.
Oh, you're saying, okay, I got you.
But
okay.
If I'm in Yankee Stadium and I know that he can pitch great, but the Twins are going to get two runs off Gerrit Cole, and you can't get through that lineup in Yankee Stadium in the autumn without giving up four or five. So I'm going to pitch Berríos, who might, he could flip up a dandy.
He looked pretty good last night.
And but I got Maeda is my best pitcher. Maeda is the one guy I got that can maybe hold him to one run in six innings. And I'm going to pitch him the game two.
Sure.
And then Pineda's looked good. Pineda's looked really good. So they got three starters to go against them. But here's the deal. The Yankees and the Twins, as I said, same number of losses. Yankees have seven games. Twins have five. But if they end up tied, the Yankees have the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker, when you haven't played head-to-head,
division?
Is all American League games,
okay.
Which are all divisional games.
Sure, right.
The Yankees
yes.
are 22-14 against the East, even though they went 2-8 against Tampa. They're 24-8. They Boston until last night. They were 9-0 against Boston. So they were 9-1 against Boston. Boston beat them last night.
I see the. By the way, the Red Sox was it Henry that issued the apology to the fans like. Sorry, we're terrible this year.
Yes, yeah, but it was well planned.
Oh yeah,
but the Twins are 21-17, so that 9-9 against Kansas City and Detroit is going to come back. Twins have two left, so if they end up, if they win those both and they end up 23-17, the Yankees are not going to lose. 3 out of 4 against Toronto.
No, probably not.
So, and I don't even know what the hell the next tiebreaker is if you end up with the same divisional record.
Well, then
so
would it
basically,
be...
the Yankees got the Twins got to run the table and hope the Yankees get beat once.
Right.
That's your. They got to go 5-0, and it's not going to be easy because Cincinnati's got some good pitching. You got the Tigers. You should beat them up twice, but then you have Cincinnati here this weekend. And basically, I think the only way for the Twins to get to play at home is to finish ahead of the Yankees with a better record.
Right. So speaking of the Tigers, what are your thoughts on Gardy? That was unexpected.
Well, that he didn't hang in there for 10 more days, but you get the impression that Avila told him officially he wasn't coming back, right?
Sure.
Although I know that Gardy told somebody when he was here in Labor Day that he wasn't coming back. So I think it was mutual.
Sure.
He didn't. I mean, it wasn't. It was.
But do you really think he's got health issues?
Well, I know he feels great. He says he's had a bad stomach. Because
he had colon cancer, was it?
No, prostate.
Prostate cancer, I'm sorry.
But a serious version of it.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't. It was taking it out, prostate cancer.
Sure.
And, he had to go on this big diet beforehand before they'd even have the surgery.
Really?
Because
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he told me that. Because of, blood pressure and all that stuff. They didn't want to perform the surgery when his blood pressure was high and his blood sugar was high. And he's looked better. But I think, bottom line, he just got sick of getting his ass kicked.
Sure.
I exchanged texts with Torrey Hunter, I was looking for a quote, but by the time he got back to me, I'd already, Morneau's stuff was out there. Morneau did his thing.
Oh, that was great.
Morneau did his stuff on Zoom, and Phil Miller sent me the notes, and I told him I'd write something. But Torrey texted me back and wondered about his health, and I said, you guys spoiled him. He became the manager in 2002, and he won 6 division titles in 9 years.
Right.
And tied another time. Had a game won 63 another time. So 9 years, you were there 7 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, those 2011 to 14, followed by this. He's now an under 500 manager.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit, his winning percentage is 354. I think he just got tired of getting his ass kicked.
I've already got your cheap shot set up and ready for you, sir, when they get swept by the Yankees. Twins honor Gardy by getting swept yes, by Yankees in postseason.
That's true. Although Rocco's 0-3 against him.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
Somebody said to me, Maeda, if you don't pitch Maeda in game one, you're basically saying you're afraid of the Yankees. Well, we should be.
Yes.
13
we have good reason.
We are. Did you see last year?
Yeah.
Last year they had, you know, home court and still ended up getting, you know, they, you know, the Twins should be afraid of the Yankees.
I want
right?
to, yeah, I want to.
Should be scared bleepless right. for the Yankees.
I want to mention this really quick because I thought this was a great tweet from Eric Bramer, Dick Bramer's son.
Yes.
He said, here's all you need to know about Ron Gardenhire. He spent an hour before every Sunday home game at the Metrodome throwing batting practice to his players' kids, and he didn't mind when the broadcasters' kids showed up too. Thanks, Gardy. Happy retirement. That's a great tweet.
Yeah. He was probably doing it to get a little exercise. But
boy,
yeah,
he was a ball guy, right? Just a ball guy.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah. He was pretty. You know, it is amazing. You go from Kelly to him. You had two managers. From the fall of 86 until 2014. That's
don't pretty
happen
good.
Too often.
No, that's pretty good.
It's not Walter Alston, but it's close. Okay, B, Josh Donaldson, I had no idea, is such a moron.
What?
I had no idea. What?
What are you doing?
What if you show up for the playoffs and that's the umpiring crew that you get?
Right.
Angel. I mean, there's going to be 8 series going on, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we got
yes,
8 series
yes, eight
going
each,
on.
8 in each eight, league. Yes.
Yeah,
yep,
we got
yep,
8
yep.
best of 3s going on. That means Angels suing baseball for not letting his crew, you know, for not giving him enough World Series and stuff like that. And I don't know if they're going to keep these crews together or change them, but there's a damn good chance you show up in Yankee Stadium and Angel and Bellino and who's the other guy? The third one. That they're there. What are you going to do? You know, first of all, I got to think he's. You think they're going to suspend him this week or just let him? Pay
Aren't they going to have to? Don't you think?
I think for a game at least, and then pay. And it's not the kick and dirt part. He was going to get a bye with a 25.
But he came back.
He was going to, yeah. Well, no, but he was going to get a $25,000 fine before that. But then his comments, then he doubles down 2 days later saying all the umpires are, you know, most umpires don't care.
Right.
I mean, you can read the pandemic rules, the pandemic rules that I saw somebody tweeted out, that the new enforcement thing that they have
sure.
going out.
Yeah.
One of them is about derogatory comments about umpires. I mean, what is he doing?
I don't know.
What is he? He's a wily veteran. He knows that if it's a 2-2 pitch and you got Angel or Bellino or somebody, they're going to call your ass out and hope you do something about it so they can throw you out.
Right. And right? I don't get what he's trying to gain here.
No, I don't.
I don't get the method. I don't understand what his end game is.
He must be one of those guys who is, you know, a Donald Trump type, who's incapable of accepting any criticism.
Oh,
that if he,
okay.
You know, that's what
sure,
I'm saying.
Sure.
And he was criticized for this, you know. So, I mean, a lot of people, hey, that's what the Twins need, fire. You're idiots. But he was criticized for this. He jumped Morneau, you know, on the Zoom because Morneau said that he'd had comments from people saying he was being selfish to the team and stuff like that. And Morneau, I don't think, endorsed that, but he didn't dismiss it. Okay.
Sure.
And then so he jumps Morneau at the end of the Zoom call. I wasn't listening, but
I didn't know that he had jumped. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, he jumped Morneau too and said, I heard what Justin, I heard that, you know. So, and here's Rocco, you know, this has got to be driving him crazy. But I don't know. He might have confronted him. He might have confronted him in the clubhouse, but he didn't. you know, that did not publicly, he's not going to do it.
Well, and look
but
at the...
But it's, I mean, it's, you got this team with Nelson Cruz as your leader, right? This this calm, competitive presence, and now this moron comes in here, and what is he doing?
I don't know. And you almost wonder, I always, you know, think of the whole light the fire aspect, but... This is a team that doesn't really need that, in my opinion. I don't really think that this is a lineup that really needs that.
Baseball, it is the least important sport when it comes to that.
Right.
Oh, man, we need this fire. No, you lost to the Yankees 13 straight because they had better lineups and better pitching.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with, you think that the outfit that... You know, played him. I mean, 2017. Eddie leads off with a home run. You put three on him in the top of the first.
Yeah, Dozier and Rosario.
Fire,
boom! Here we go.
Fire! You had fire.
And then Irv gave him all right back.
Dozier had fire. He just couldn't hit the fastball anymore. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they had fire. It's not fire. It's you know, if Irv goes out and pitches good.
We win.
We had fire. Wow, what fire. We came out and we showed fire. The nice thing about this is, though, this will probably be the first time in history that you would have a team that got beat in a one-game elimination, a three-game elimination, and a two-game elimination.
There we go. Let's go for the record, yeah, baby.
I don't see how... there's any hope if it's in Yankee Stadium. I don't see
how. Oh, I don't either.
I don't see any hope.
I'll be honest, Pat. I don't think they beat him here.
No, I don't either.
I don't.
But I'm saying you got a 20% chance here. Yankee Stadium, you got 3%.
It depends.
Yeah. 3%. Well, Garrett Cole has a heart attack or something. In the second inning. You got that going for
Why
you.
Why is he down?
A mild one. A mild one.
Right?
Yeah,
mild
we don't want it to be anything serious.
A mild one.
Yeah. Or, he has a mild stroke.
Yeah.
He's able to pitch next year, but can't finish the game on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever the hell.
Oh, that I was going to ask you. After this weekend, I was watching the ball game last night thinking to myself, I wonder when the last time the Cubs had an entire series over the weekend played at night at their ballpark.
Yes.
Because they always have a day game one of the 3 days.
Friday has always traditionally been. And I don't know, they used to not be able to play Friday night games, and I still don't think they can because of the Wrigleyville population, but because there's no people, I'm sure that the reason is the Wrigleyville wanted to have a peaceful evening. You know,
they were worried about crime,
right? You know, no, they were worried about every parking spot being taken up and drunks urinating in their yards and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But they don't have games.
Okay,
so that's probably why they got a waiver to
because nobody's there
actually play because you know there's. There's a few people up on top of the rooftops. They're still selling those, but that's probably the first time ever.
Yeah, because I can't. I was trying to think. I don't remember ever seeing.
Well, when they first started playing night games, put in lights, they only could play 18 a year.
Was it 88? Was that their first year with lights?
No, I think more. I think earlier than that.
Let me look
I think
that
earlier
up.
Than that.
That's a.
But they
nugget.
Could only play 18 night games for a long time. And the neighborhood fought them mightily. But anyway, how about the Cubbies, man?
Yeah.
They cannot hit. Did they get a .214 team batting average, did they say? Something
do they
like
really?
That. Well, Chris Bryant, who was hurt for a while, 31 games, 180-some at-bats, 5 RBIs.
Wow.
5 RBIs.
That's incredible. Look at this. I don't remember my mother-in-law's birthday. August 8th, 1988.
Really?
And the only reason I remember that is I remember watching the game with my dad.
I was thinking it was like early 80s. So, okay. Did that recent man alive.
And why would they have waited till August, I wonder?
Well, probably putting him in, you know. I don't know.
Throughout they
probably had court cases and stuff that, you know, because the neighborhood fought mightily to prevent it from happening. So
I'm trying to see who they played that night because I remember watching that game. Because it was a big deal. It was
Berríos is brother-in-law, you know, Baez is hitting like 210.
Yeah.
He's a superstar.
Is he going to get paid?
He's got a year to go.
Oh, I thought he was a free agent this year. Oh, he's got one more to go. Okay.
But he's in that big shortstop class after 2001.
With Lindor and...
and all those guys. But I tell you what, it's incredible how little hitting there is in the numbers. Yeah. You know what they're saying last night? Baez was saying, I think A-Rod and Matt, whatever his name is, brought this up. But a lot of them are, like Baez is saying, I need video. He says, I'm a guy who goes and makes it. They aren't letting them. I don't know why they can't.
Oh, it's because of the Astros.
Yes, but why don't you have someone, security guy, monitoring it? You know, let them go watch their hitting video.
Okay.
And, baseball, you can't afford an honest $20 an hour security guy to make sure they're not, beating on garbage cans or sending down messages or something. It's ridiculous to take video. J.D. Martinez, who's Mr. Video, he's hitting 200.
Really?
Yeah. So, the new modern hitter. Now we gotta mention this too. Mitch, man, no chance.
You don't think so,
Mitch Garver?
You don't think so?
God, did you see his at bats
last
night?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
But he was so good last
year. I know.
What happened?
So what is the outlier here? Last year? No, they're both outliers because he's never been this pathetic. Now, he missed a hunk of the year, but he was pathetic when the year started, and then he got hurt, and he is helpless right now.
Yeah.
I said I did an informal survey by my own estimates. When he swung last night, he missed the ball by an average of 11.3 inches, and Miguel missed it by an average of 10.6 inches. Miguel.
When Miguel is bad,
he struck out 84 times in 170 at bats.
No.
He's whiffing at 494.
Wow.
That's got to be a world record.
It has to be.
For a guy playing, now this isn't a full season.
But a guy that's playing every day, yeah.
And what happened to that 72 hours about 2.5 weeks
ago?
Oh,
he was killing
the ball. When he discovered right field.
Yes.
He hit the home run. Hey, he's discovered right field.
You know,
Roy the Boy, who I loved on the broadcast, would say, now this is what it's going to take.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, yeah, he's not fighting. Now he's up there swinging from the ass. And if the pitch is in the dirt, he's swinging anyway. Did you ever see a more helpless? Were you watching Hendry?
Oh, God, yes.
Friday night?
Oh.
He got up there the last time
against Hendricks. He had no chance.
Yeah, he got up there the last time against Hendricks. It got the two strikes, and he said, okay, I don't care where it is. I just want to go sit down.
I'm hacking.
The ball was bounced. The ball bounced in the dirt, and he swung right in his usual spot. He missed that one by 2.5 feet.
Oh, yeah. And I would love to see. I wish they would have had a camera on Hendricks.
When
the pitch was thrown or when he knew what pitch he was going to throw to Miguel. Because he was smiling on the inside.
Yeah, yeah,
you
right.
know damn oh, well God. He was.
God, is he a surgeon?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I said, this guy is a surgeon. And my friend Mark Gonzalez, who covers the Cubs in Chicago, he said, they call him the professor down here. And I said, on Twitter, I said, well, so far tonight, he's removed Miguel's liver and one kidney, and Miguel doesn't even know it.
No, they're gone.
They're gone. He basically took out body parts, and Miguel didn't even know it. Unbelievable.
No, he had absolutely
no chance against
whatsoever.
And last night, who throws nine pitches, he's 4-for-4 last night. And did he hit a foul ball? Maybe one or two. I don't know.
I can't remember.
God almighty. And now Nelson Cruz, a little bit of either a knee or a hamstring. I don't know which. I read knee, but I think they were saying tight hamstring on the broadcast last night. And then who else they need back? The little pepper pot second baseman.
Yeah, they
Arise.
Do. Yeah.
Because Marwin's hitting 205.
I think Marwin might be cooked.
Yeah, he's in.
I mean, you can. He's great because you can put him anywhere. Yes, but he ain't worth $10 million right now or whatever he's making.
No, he's done. I think it's only a 2-year deal. Right?
Yeah, he's up after this year.
I mean, they're.
And speaking of the Astros, I saw this note yesterday. It was announced that Justin Verlander is going to have Tommy John surgery, which puts his future in doubt. To which I say, Justin, go home. It's time to go home, Justin.
Oh, no, he'll pitch in 2022, but not for
them. If he has it
now.
His contract. Oh, 22.
He'll pitch again, but he wants to make sure he gets the Hall of Fame, I'm sure, although he's already in.
I was going to say, don't you think he's already a lock?
He's already in. Well, yeah, he's got, he does have there's a temptation at home.
Yeah, he's got an incentive to stay home, don't you think?
I haven't seen her lately, though. I don't know how she did. She's had a couple of babies, right?
I think they just have one. I don't remember.
Yeah, oh, that's right, the kid. Yeah, he's 6 months old and he weighs 43 pounds.
I knew that.
He's a monster.
And you know what? Nobody blames him.
He's like Boss Baby. My nephew had a baby that was the exact. My wife was telling me about it. She had this picture. She kept it. He's the kid's Boss Baby, man. He's unbelievable. He's the little boom, like 6 months. Nothing funnier than fat kids.
Oh no, they're the greatest.
They're the greatest.
Really quick, Pat. Let's. We were mentioning this before, but the Minnesota State High School League Board of Directors has approved a motion to return volleyball to the fall activity season. An 11-week season will begin on September 28th. I think they're voting on various sports throughout the day here today.
Yeah, well, volleyball makes sense. It never made sense to not play volleyball. But I thought they didn't play volleyball because they weren't playing football. So they had to take something away from the women to prove how equitable they were.
Sure.
But I don't know. Football season, they need 2 weeks to play, right?
Sure, yeah, to get
so
everything.
So you play your first, what's today?
Today is the 21st.
Today is the 20th.
21st.
Okay. Today's the 21st. So you don't play this Friday, which is the 25th, right?
Yep.
And you probably don't play the following Friday, right? You need 2 weeks. Do you think you can play October 2nd? And you think you can run them out there October 2nd? So you don't play till October 9th?
Well, as we've learned.
And the other thing about the Big Ten, why the hell are they waiting? If you're going to play in the middle of October.
Yeah.
What are they can get ready in 3 weeks. They got 120 guys out there, for God's sakes. What are they waiting for?
Well, I think what we've learned, though, is based on the performance of the Vikings, we don't really need a training camp.
No, we don't. Because if we want to stop losing, we have to start winning.
What was that?
I think when, great quotes that they put up when guys retire or something like that, I think that should be Zim's. I just told the team, we have to stop. If we want to start winning, we have to stop losing.
I don't know what's wrong with that, Pat. I'm
sold. It's a philosophy. It's a Bernsey, when he's in one of his tirades, wouldn't say anything. That's stupid.
But it was a dumb f***ing play when his foot was, shoe was coming off, up the line screen. We were hiring take timeout. We had a f***ing trap play called, and his f***ing shoe comes off.
Oh. Well, on another football note, the only man in history who ever hated his quarterback so badly that he wanted to go to Buffalo instead. Stephon Diggs, eight more catches yesterday, and he's turned wild arm, crazy, throw it anywhere, Josh Allen into a superstar.
Oh,
unbelievable.
You know, when Josh signs, that he won't get Deshaun Watson or Mahomes money, but he'll get a good contract. He better be buying Stephon a very nice gift
the
for that.
The saddest thing about there being we can't have 65,000 people in the Ziggy next Sunday is we won't be able to hear the reaction when Kirk runs out to the huddle for the first time. When was the last time we really got on a QB? Christian, but not this would be three times more vicious than Christian.
Christian, we felt sad for him because he knew he wasn't good enough.
He had a new wife that he married after 10 days. He needed comforting so badly.
On an off day of the regular season?
Yeah, he needed comforting. So, yes. Well, you know, will you go on a date with me? Okay, will you marry me?
Sure,
okay,
why not? Yeah, we're here. What the hell?
What the hell? I need some help. we felt sorry for him, but this guy, they just gave him an extension. I mean, a huge extension. He's making $35 million.
Yeah, I don't know. But wow. I love that I got the tank for Trevor thread started last week.
Well, I think Jacksonville is determined to not.
But they already won a game. They beat Indy last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And we go head to head with the Jags, I think, in week 8 or 9 or something like that.
Then we're going to have ourselves a $35 million backup.
Oh.
Yeah. Tank for Trevor. Okay. Wow. I think maybe one of the problems is Rick didn't have enough draft choices.
No, he had to. Well, he didn't trade down enough.
He should have had more draft choices.
He traded down in the 7th round.
Yes.
Just to show everybody how smart he is.
And meanwhile, that Trent Williams, who we didn't need and didn't want to pay, he's kicking ass someplace. And the other thing is, if Dan Quinn is still coaching the Falcons today, there is a God.
440 consecutive times that a team scored 39 points and had 0 turnovers won the game. First time in history.
But also, 15 up with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad loss.
Did you see them on the onside kick?
Yeah, they watched
not
the ball.
The ball. Do we not have a special teams coach who says
go get that.
The ball? They acted like they were the
receiving,
offense.
Yeah, right. The kicking
offense,
team.
The kicking team.
Yep.
That they you got 9 morons out there who think you have to wait till the ball gets to the 10-yard line when you're the receiving team.
Oh, it was great.
God, come on, stay away.
Hey,
stay
let
away.
It clear. Let it clear.
Okay, let him fall on it. Unbelievable. You know, football players, I admire football players. Because they are playing the most vicious game God ever invented.
Sure.
And they play with incredible injuries and everything. But the percentage of morons is pretty high.
I think the
percentage of morons is up there around 40.
It might have been that. And she heard me laughing. And she says, what's so funny? I go, I love watching dummies.
Yeah,
it's right. So entertaining. Yeah. I was cackling watching the 4th quarter of the Vikings game yesterday. Just... whether it was, you know, Holton Hill jawing at Phillip Rivers. Kid, you're an undrafted free agent that's getting scorched by a guy that can't move, and you're going to jaw to him. Okay. And he's a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback.
It took me a while, but I did send out a tweet with Jonathan Taylor kissing the axe once again.
I missed it.
I said, Jonathan Taylor celebrates today's victory in Indianapolis. I love that picture because the
gopher holders go nuts.
The
don't
gopher
they?
Holders.
Oh yeah.
I can't get it. They've written me off though. They don't rip me anymore.
Oh, what the heck?
Very disappointing. I look once in a while to see if they've found anything that they hate me for, and they didn't.
Well, maybe it's because they didn't think there was going to be a season, but now that we've got a season, maybe they'll come after you again.
Yeah, they will. They will. Anyway, Fighting Twinks, they got to win them all and try to get to play the Yankees at home. There's no other, although they're only 2 behind the Whiteys. Could the Whiteys collapse?
No chance.
Except the Whiteys have the tiebreaker, too.
Over the Twins, yeah.
Yeah, they got the tiebreaker, so... Yeah, I don't know who the Whitey's got left, but there's got to be they got to have a Kansas City or Detroit.
I think they play Kansas City.
No, wait. They ended up in the division. I think they already ended up in the division. And maybe they got Cleveland left. I don't know. See who they got left.
I'm going to pull it up right now. They got 4 with the Tribe.
Okay.
Oh, and then they got the Cubs to wrap her up.
Yes, that's right. So the 4 with the Tribe. And by the way, the Tribe, they got beat by Detroit yesterday. You think they're going to pass us and play the Yankees?
Oh.
No way. Francona's not there, but Sandy Alomar's giving him a speech every day. Watch the scoreboard. If the Twins lose, be sure we lose because we don't want to play the Yankees.
They're playing right now.
Oh, really?
How can that be? Unless this isn't, unless this hasn't refreshed, the Whitey's.
Eh, Whitey's Cleveland, maybe it's double.
Well, they're playing Pittsburgh, but that has to be from yesterday. This must just not be updated yet. But anyway, so.
Anyway, all right. We'll have a good time with the mayor today, and I'll see you a little later.